One thing is to be comfortable. So you can obviously change your posture any time. And just relax. And by relaxing, I simply mean allowing things to be as they are. Without interfering too much. Without interfering at all, in fact. Just allowing the sounds of the traffic, the sounds of this voice, various sensations, pulsations of the body, and any thoughts or images. In the mind. To come and to go, that's what I mean by relaxing. Don't mean that the body needs to be relaxed or the mind needs to be quiet. But maybe just turning attention towards that which doesn't come and doesn't go. That isn't a sound, that isn't a feeling in the body. That isn't a thought. See that it doesn't take any effort to become aware of that. We can call it presence, I. Or awareness. We can't find it anywhere, but what we do is we relax as this presence, as this I. completely effortless. Be open to the possibility that a very ordinary awareness right this moment that hears these words is not a body or a mind, but is this presence, this welcoming relaxation. Now be aware of the body, the experience we call the body. And you don't have to do anything. Just let the body speak its language. Don't go to an idea of the body or a memory of the body, but rather just allow the sensations to flow. In their own way, without making any demands. Opening the door in a way to this experience, but without any agenda. Feeling the various sensations that make up this so-called body. The aches, the tensions, the tinglings. The sensation of weight. The movement of breath. Touch of the air on the skin. Feelings deeper inside the core of the body, layers of feelings, intimate. Gently remove the labels that are so quickly tagged on to feelings and sensations, and that in a way prevent the true welcoming of them. You just remove the label that says unpleasant, should be different, nice. Or also the tags that say me, the body. Me inside the body. No tags, no knowledge. just this play of energy and vibration. And begin to feel and to see that these flowing sensations don't appear in a void. Just like the sounds of this voice or of the traffic don't appear in a void. Become aware of the open, space-like presence in which the sensations of the body and the sounds, and in fact the thoughts, appear. Like the sky. Bodily sensations like the clouds. Send the message to the body, to the sensations. They're totally free. Like the clouds. To unfold, evolve, dissolve. And know yourself as the sky rather than as the limited sensation. Usually we think and feel ourselves to be the body, to be this kind of solid, dense feeling, me, the body, separate from not me, the world, not me, the other, not me, the earth, not me, the space. And as a result, there's lots of feelings, habits of feeling ourselves that have come into place over decades to mirror this belief that I am a limited fragment. Lots of tensions, holding, shrinking, tensing, right at the feeling of the body. So in this approach we switch. We switch the belief. It's not that we switch the belief because we don't create a new belief, but we're open to the possibility that I am awareness. Ever present and not limited by bodily sensations or thoughts. I am the sky, transparent, open, and limitless. Not limited by the clouds. As a result, the clouds are free just to be clouds. And the bodily feelings and sensations are free to dance their dance and sing their song. Feel the face, the vibration that we call the face. And first, maybe feel the very usual mask-like sensation of the face. The kind of asserting or defending, the solid. Sensation of the face, me the face, me the mask, me behind the mask. And then visualize and feel as if you were placing this mask under the warm sun. And this mask is wax, made of wax. Just let it melt gently, or at least lose a little bit of that solidity. Feel the weight, sensation of weight in the forehead and eye, in the eye area, releasing down. Weight of the lower jaw melting down. Penetrate into the eye cavities and feel as if you could weigh the eyeballs in your invisible fingers, and then just let them release down into the cavities. Heavy eyelids. Beginning to let the face lose its defined contour. Let it go. Don't be preoccupied if it's a bit strange. Let it morph like a psychedelic animation. And begin to touch the space that surrounds the sensation of the face. Feel that space is alive, it's friendly. So the sensations of the face can kind of lean into that space, expand or radiate. And maybe the space can penetrate through the ears, through the eyes, through the mouth, but don't do anything, don't push anything, just let the words suggest to the body what to do, what to feel. And now feel where the body meets the ground or the chair. And really feel that. You'd have no knowledge in this moment. Of course you do, but feel as if you were innocent of knowledge. Just the raw sensation, body, earth, body, chair. Let it speak. What is the temperature? What is the texture? Does it move? I feel the very usual way of me, the body, contacting not me, the earth, the quality of almost like resistance. A kind of holding of the weight inside the body, not completely yielding. That's a very kind of strong pattern of anchoring the ego inside a physical feeling of weight. But now just switch simply by evoking the possibility that the support of the earth, of the chair, is alive and friendly. The body's resting on its best friend, on its best living friend. Completely safe. And let the legs and the pelvis melt into this friendliness. It's surrendering, a surrendering of the weight. No need for it. No need to hold. Everything's held. Long legs. Porous, open, friendly support. And see that in fact you could never say where with a sensation where my body ends and where the earth begins. If you do find such a boundary and you live there for a while, it reveals itself simply as a sensation. And on feel where the hands meet the body or the ground, and just feel that again, the innocent tactility of that meeting. The liveliness and sensuality of it, the warmth. The texture. Hands penetrating lap. Lap penetrating hands. Feel that the sensation can just radiate and expand into the surrounding space, because that space is wide open and welcoming, no danger. Big hands. Yielding body. Welcome any fear or resistance that may begin to surface. And then let the probable density of the shoulders flow down through this spacious radiance of the hands. Just an invitation for the shoulders. Let it happen. or not. What happened with the face, the mask? What's happening with the pelvis and the legs and the earth? Now see if you can sense the top of the head. And very, very gently, almost imperceptible, pushing the top of the head towards the ceiling, as if the top of the head wanted to kiss the ceiling. And as you do this, or as you allow this, I should say, feel the spine growing like a plant. But do it from the inside, feel it from the inside rather than the outside, from the sensation. Feel each vertebrae floating up from the one below. All the time dropping the legs and dropping the shoulders. And then don't push anymore, no effort, just feel and sense the whole body floating in open space, suspended. And if you're living inside the body, feel yourself to live as the space. Just welcoming this cloud-like sensation in you, letting it have its full freedom. Now very slowly visualize first a paintbrush, a long paintbrush extending from the top of the head. And slowly paint very, very small circles on the ceiling. Tiny little circles, but actually you're not painting it. Feel it's a magic paintbrush. Doesn't need somebody to move it. Just live with the circles appearing on the ceilings, tiny, slow circles. No effort, nobody doing it. Let the paintbrush draw bigger circles. Beautiful black ink on the ceiling. Very smooth. Perfect circles, bigger. Be the unmoving open space that welcomes every moment. And now let the paintbrush paint in whatever way appears. Painting the space, not just the ceiling. Let it happen. Don't live inside the body, be the open space, giving all the freedom. Yes, and then let the writing, painting come to an end. And now feel the shoulders very slowly. They begin to melt up towards the ears, but there's nobody doing it. Take your time. Shoulders moving upwards towards the ears. Surrendering all the layers. Shoulders melting back down. Journey takes forever. Now feel your elbows drawing out to the right, to the side, and drawing circles with the elbows like wings, and the hands are completely relaxed. The hands can leave the lap, so the arms are raised up. You can always have a look if you're not quite sure what the movement is. Bigger circles with the elbows. Yet very slow. Bigger even, so that the shoulders are drawing circles along with the elbows. Completely in unison, shoulders and elbows. Empty. And then slowly the direction changes back to forwards. Don't override anything. Don't create a solid body. Surrender everything to presence as it arises. Yes, and then let the arms, the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers, the fingertips melt back. And then let the spine round itself, collapsing the whole back down. Let the head go forward, feel the just a gentle wave of the breath in and out, and then very slowly from the lower part of the pelvis in front, just by simply by allowing a tilting of the pelvis towards the front, let the spine discover a kind of flame of verticality, very slow. The whole front of the torso licking, caressing the space in front as it rises. Very, very slow. Smooth. Feel the space in front alive and friendly. Let the torso really connect with that space. No back, no solid back, just this liveliness in front. And if it's comfortable, and if there's space, the hands can come to the back or to the side of the chair in support, so that you can allow for gentle arching of the spine between the shoulder blades. But let it happen, and no pushing, just an offering, an opening. Hands and the contact of the earth or the chair, very alive. Shoulders empty. Long inhale, long exhale. Yes, and the torso comes back. The hands come back. And let's gently, gently come up to standing. Take your time. Feel the feet and the earth. Find that connection. Am I resting on dead stuff, or am I awareness witnessing this beautiful meeting of feet and toes and earth? What do the ankles feel like? Just welcome. There might be a lot of tension there. And I gently invite the space in the ankles. And what about the knees? Is there a sensation for the knees? Is it a dense ball, tight ball on the right and left in the knees? And if it is, can I invite that tightness to be bathed in this quality of space, sweetness? Don't force it, just allowing. And the hips, now feel the hands, tingling of the hands, fingers, fingertips, space between the fingers, palms. Feel the whole of the hands, a tingling, luminous sensation. And see that it naturally radiates into the space around. You can't find the boundary of the hands and the space. They're intimately one. Let the hands radiate with that feeling knowledge. Big, luminous, luminous hands. And then let the arms just float up in the space in front. Long fingers. Long arms. No weight. Touching the walls in front, horizontally. Resting the arms on this open space, empty shoulders. Now feel the right arm float up towards the ceiling. The left arm stays. Touching the ceiling with the fingers. Resting the arm and inside the arm,
No need for any other support, no need for any holding. Feel the head, empty balloon turning towards the left. Don't go too far. Feel all the different directions, up, front, left. Feel it as one sensation. Be the surrounding aware space, just welcoming this posture. Surrender the posture. Very alive, and then slowly shifting. One arm up, one arm down, the head like a ball, empty balloon floating to the right. Don't do it, let it happen. No reason to do this. It's an offering, like a flower to the altar. No rush. Long fingers. The feet growing roots into the earth. The breath, like a wave. Surrender the posture and surrender all the unpleasantness in the shoulders and the neck, wherever. No psychology, just also an offering. Yes, now the left arm comes back down and the elbows can begin to bend. And just let the arms rest or move in whatever way they're invited to. Feel that the body, the sensations are beginning to be moved by invisible currents of aliveness. There's no thinking involved, no planning, no judging. Just let movement arise. From the silence is the music. The hips, everything's invited into this dance. Shoulders, the spine, the head. Let the openness be the dancer. The freedom, the liveliness. And move the densities or feelings that might be surfacing. They might have a dance in the moment. Trust whatever appears. There might be a shaking, a touching, a gesturing. A shaking. Did I say that already? Yes, I did. Face, everything is free. Of a limited me, everything just energy. Gently letting this very short little dance come to an end.
And then coming down to a seated position again. Just being, not doing anything in particular. Except maybe feeling the earth under the body and visualizing the meadow out there and inviting the possibility of extending this meditation into a walk. And maybe going on the walk with your energy body already, and then we can follow with our physical bodies. Send your energy bodies out there onto the meadow and we'll catch up with them. Actually, no, we shouldn't do that. That's dangerous. We might not find our energy body. Thank you.
I think we'd find our energy.
We would.